Sunday shooting at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, happened in a crowded marketplace similar to the one at Boston's Faneuil Hall. A Waltham security firm called Evolve Technology is developing a system aimed at preventing attacks in exactly those kinds of venues. The system includes facial recognition software, and that worries some privacy advocates. Here's WBUR's Callum Borchers.
Evolve's first product looks a lot like a regular old metal detector, but it senses non-metallic weapons too. And as Evolve Chief Executive Michael Ellenbogen gives a demonstration, he highlights the biggest distinguishing feature.
Just walk through. You don't have to dump your pockets out. You don't have to take your cell phone out. You don't have to take your belt off. So this will do up to about 900 people an hour. And just for perspective, that's 3 or 4 times the throughput of a normal checkpoint.
The key to this convenience and speed is machine learning. That means doing mock screenings like this one over and over again with all kinds of weapons. Over time, the company's computer program learns what's a threat and what isn't. Ellenbogen's colleague, Mike Martin, walks through the $60,000 detector wearing an overcoat to hide 2 weapons.
So here on this scan, you'll see it's identified both the vest as well as the pistol that Mike has put in his pocket.
The machine also photographs people's faces and is equipped with facial recognition software. It's up to each of Evolve's 30 initial clients to decide whether and how to use facial recognition. Those clients include Oakland International Airport and Gillette Stadium. If you've been to a Patriots preseason game or a recent concert, you might have been part of the pilot there. The Patriots won't say how, or even if, they are using Evolve's facial recognition technology at Gillette. One possible use would be to recognize employees or season ticket holders who may be pre-approved for entry. Another possibility is to spot people on some sort of watch list. That's where concerns about civil liberties come in. Cade Crockford directs the Technology for Liberty Project at the ACLU of Massachusetts.
Who are going to be the suspects here? Is there going to be a list of people who have outstanding warrants in the state of Massachusetts who are then prevented from going to Patriots games?
Crockford worries such a database would not be neutral.
It is a database that reflects decades, even centuries, of racially discriminatory policing.
In any case, Evolve's machines are installed only at entrances to Gillette Stadium's premium suites, for now. The company is working on miniature devices that could be mounted on light poles, eyes in the sky that would scan a crowd for weapons, like the 2 handguns used in Jacksonville, while also running faces through a database of potential bad guys.
We got tired of hearing about, the attacker was known to the authorities. So that doesn't help the person trying to protect the stadium. How do we bring that intelligence out to the front line so they can prevent something from happening in the first place rather than reacting to it after the fact?
The 24-year-old shooter in Jacksonville was known to authorities in his home state of Maryland, where police responded to more than 24 911 calls from his parents' house. Court records also indicate a history of mental illness. The shooter was able to legally buy guns, and Ellenbogen isn't prepared to say with certainty that Evolve's technology would have prevented Sunday's shooting.
I just don't think that's a useful discussion to have. What I would say is this is the kind of scenario that the systems are designed to prevent.
As new security products like Evolve's hit the market, shopping centers, stadiums, airports, and the public have to decide how closely people should be watched in pursuit of safety that cannot be guaranteed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.